Hey, Rabbi Say, what I'd like to do is try to complete Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. There might be one or two dinim that we don't get to touch upon, but I think we'll largely touch on most of the major halachos. If you remember, the din that we spent some time on yesterday was that in addition to the halacha of prisha by Ona HaSamach HaVesta, in addition to the halacha that the cup has to separate when the woman is anticipating her period, there's also a halacha that by the Yom of the Vesas, that day of anticipation of the period, the woman has to do bedikos. It's not exactly clear how many bedikos you have to do. The Chavis Das, that's called the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Yud Zayin, says, well, since women today don't see dam at an exact fixed time, so therefore, Ken Zayin, that 9 o'clock is her Shas HaVesas, Ken Zayin 10 o'clock, etc. So therefore, you have to be choshesh for that entire Zman, and therefore, you need a Mochtach for the entire day of the Vesas. That's what the Chavis Das says. And this Chavis Das is not accepted by the Poskim, even though the same idea seems to be the Pshat in the Shach, why the Shach is Machmir for the Onas or Zeruah. The Shach is Machmir for the Onas or Zeruah because the woman sees Dam in what we called yesterday some sort of electron cloud, and she doesn't see Dam in a specific time. So that's why the Shach is machmir for the Onas or Zeruah, and there's some who are machmir for the Shach. Nonetheless, no one is machmir for this Chavis Das. That seems to be the pshat, that we're not machmir for the Chavis Das. The reason why we're not machmir for the Chavis Das is because there's a Beferish Tosefta. And Tosefta in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, the Tosefta writes, Ein Sarech She Yehe Yada Bein Einaha, that you don't need to have a moichdachuk, right? But rather what you need is bedika pamayim b'chol yom. You need a bedika twice, meaning on that day of the Veses, the Tosefta, the way we have the text in the Tosefta, Tosefta writes that you're supposed to do two bedikos on the day of the Veses. The Vilna Gaon has a different text of the Tosefta. According to the Vilna Gaon, there is not really much of a riot from the Tosefta, but according to the standard Tosefta and Perek Beis Halacha, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, you see that the Chavis Das is wrong. Nonetheless, the Chazon Ish says that you could be more makel than the Pashtus and the Tosefta. The Chazon Ish writes, in his opinion, it will suffice to have one bedika on the day of the Onas HaVesas. There's going to only be a need for one bedika. The Badei HaShulchan quotes this on page 14. That's the halacha. Now, what's the cheshbon over here? So the cheshbon might have something to do with the reason for the bedikos. Is the reason for the bedikos that there's a real chashash of doma ra'asa velo Soma Aliba, something like that? Is the pshat that we're really nervous that she saw Adam? Or is the pshat that we just need to do some sort of bedika in order to create some cheskes tahara? This day is a Vesas day. There's a machlekes, whether Vestos are derais or Vestos is derabonon. But even if you hold that Vestos are derabonon, there is still some sort of likelihood that she's going to see Dam on this day. That's why she has a Vesas. That's why she has a period. There's some likelihood that she'll see Dam. It might not be likely on the level of Daraisa, but Chach on the level of Drabonon, it's at least sufficiently likely. So maybe I need a Bedika, because what that Bedika does is that Bedika reminds me to pay more attention on this day. That bedika reminds me, right? We know that when you have to do a bedika, so you're going to be more focused on the body, more self-aware, as the expression would go. And therefore, the bedikah is not in order to create some cheskas tahara. You have a cheskas tahara anyway, because we pass in vestai slavdai raisa. But the bedikah is here to get you to pay more attention to avoid any potential issue. According to the Chavos Das, the concern really is Duma Rasa Vlavadaita. That's what the Chavos Das says, you need a Meichdachuk there the entire time. There's really a concern that she's going to see Dan. Everybody else says, no, I'm not nervous that she's going to really see Dan. But what I need to do is establish some sort of awareness, right? Because there's some likelihood that perhaps there's going to be dam, although it's not a full-fledged likelihood on the level of Daraisa. It's some likelihood on the level of Drabonim. So therefore, you have to do a bedika in order to show that it is, in order to show that, what's it called? In order to show that you're paying attention, to show that there is no re'ia. If that's the case, so then this might be what the achronim mean, right? In other words, what the Chazon Ish means. The Chazon Ish is saying is that if I do one bedika a day, that itself is sufficient to know that I'm really aware of what's going on. If you hold that you need some genuine chazaka shalom ra'as adam, if you hold that you need some genuine proof that you're really chayshesh duma ra'asa, so if that's the case, so then maybe you need a moch dachuk, like the Chavos Das says. Maybe you need a bedika at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, because that creates a bookend, and that creates a chazaka moving forward and moving backwards. You have to really prove that she didn't see Dan. However, what we're assuming, according to the Chazon Ish, is that you don't have to prove that you didn't see Dan. Since Vestas Lav Doiraisa, you don't have to be nervous that your mamer saw Dan. It's a Chshash Rechok. And for that Chshash Rechok, just any event that shows I'm paying some sort of attention is good enough. I think this is a possible pshat in the Chavos Das versus the rest of Judaism. This, of course, would help me explain the next Chavos Das in Se'if Katan Yud Ches in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Chavos Das is a chiddush. The Chavos Das writes that if the woman does a bedika on the Oinas HaVesas and she loses her bedika cloth, Zok the Chavos Das, she's Tameya. Not only that, Zok the Chavos Das, in that case, you're Tameya because I'm nervous that maybe you had a Hargasha and the dam came out and just missed it. Not only that, if the woman is Hetila Mei Raglayim, if she urinates at all during this Onas HaVesas, Zak the Chavos Das, you have to be nervous. Doma Argasha V'Lavadaita. No? That's what the Chavos Das says. Pesach Tshuva quotes it here in Sif Katin Yud Ches. No one holds like this Chavos Das, right? Badei Ashulchan Sifkat in Nundalad, and hey, mamish, nobody holds like the Chavos Das. What's the yesod of this issue? The yesod is the same thing that we said a minute ago. The Chavos Das is nervous that by the Onas HaVeses, there really was dam, and maybe you missed it. So therefore, I need a Meichdachuk. Therefore, I'm nervous that if you lost the bedika cloth, maybe you're Tameya. Because there's a really strong likelihood, or I'm really nervous that you're Ro Adam. But everybody else says, you know what? Ultimately, what you need to do is just to pay attention a little bit. Or ideally, you should pay attention. So therefore, ideally, you do one bedika. If you miss the bedika, you lose the cloth, do it again. We're not really nervous, according to the other opinion. I think this beor is in the back of, I now brought this Sefer to the Beis Medrash, Prideya. In the back of the Sefer Prideya, in one of his biurim, he discusses this issue. Okay, I think it's something that's worth focusing on. That's why we focused on it. The din of a woman who has a veses. So the din, this is a din of prisha ba'ayna ha-samach l'vesta. And there's also a din of bedika at the veses. And there's a din, if it's a veses kavua and you didn't do a bedika, she's a sura until she does a bedika. If it's a veses she'ena kavua and you didn't do the bedika, she's muteres afterwards, right? That's the din, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Tes, basic Judaism, Adkan. What's the halacha of a veses she'ena kavua? Remember, veses she'ena kavua means you haven't yet established the cycle. We're nervous he might be establishing the cycle, right? For us, a woman who doesn't have a fixed cycle, which is most women on our planet, so they have to be choshesh for the veses hachodesh and the veses haflaga, no? These are the two things that you're choshesh for, chodesh and haflaga. Oh, and a bainoness that you're also choshesh for, which we'll have to define at some later point in time. Oh, and a bainoness is considered like a veses kavua. Right, so by ona benonis, if you don't do a bedika afterwards, you're assumed to be tameya. But by a veses hachodesh, a veses haflagit, you don't do the bedika afterwards, you're assumed to be tohaira. We recommend doing the bedika afterwards for chayra. But if you don't do it, not a problem. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, if it is a avar havesus v'lo bodka v'lo hirgisha, so the first opinion is that you're tahira. V'yesh omrin she's asura ad shetivdok im yesh lo vesus kavua. You get the impression that even by a vesus she'eno kavua, you have to do a bedika l'chatchila. But if you didn't do the bedika, you're not asura. That's the impression that you get from the mechabe here in Se'if Tes. That would mean l'cha'ora. That versus she'eno kavua, ideally you should do a bedika. The Beis Yosef says that by versus she'eno kavua, there is no need l'chatchila to even do a bedika at all. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The shayla as to how we paskin over here is a shayla. Rabbi Willig paskins that by a veses she'eno kavua, the woman does not have to do any bedika at all. Now, part of this is Rabbi Willig's general cheshbon that bizman hazeh we try to do as few bedikos as possible. There are poskim who say that by onas haveses, a woman should do bedikas all the time. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes in the Shuvah. We say, don't do that. The Mishnah writes in the second parak, koyad hamar belivdo karezer meshubach, right? Today we assume koyad hamma'it livdo karezer meshubach. Don't do bedikas. Zakt Rabbi Willig, since it's a machlekes haposkim, whether you need to do a bedika by veses she'eno kavua, l'chatchila, right? But if I don't do it, it's okay. But l'chatchila, should I do it? So Zot Rabbi Willig, rely on the Mekilim. Reb Five O'Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan Se'if Katan Nun Ches quotes a machlokes haposkim on this point. He says that the Bach and the Prisha assume that you should do a bedika. However, the Paradis Rimonim says you should not do a bedika. And Reb Five on Ospei Beis of the Tziyunim says that it's not reasonable. We hold like the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch. According to the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, by Veses Kavua, you don't have to do a bedika afterwards to be Tohira. We hold that by Veses Kavua, you have to do a bedika afterwards. So Maman of Shach, if a Veses She'eno Kavua, we treat like a Veses Kavua, so then it should be Usur if you don't do a bedika after. And if we don't treat it like a Veses Kavua, so then you should not even need a bedika beforehand. This weird pshara, that ideally you should do a bedika beforehand, but if you don't do a bedika beforehand, it's okay. Reb Five Cohen in Siyunim Ospei Beis says that's not so reasonable. But nonetheless, his conclusion is Tov Lahachmir. But Rabbi Willig says, not Tov Lahachmir, you should not be Machmir, again, because of the concern that you might scratch yourself. And this is something that you guys already should know my refrain. The Shulchan Aruch over here sounds like you should do a bedika by the Ona HaSamach Levesta, even by a Vesta She'enu Kavua. But the Beis Yosef says you don't have to. So what do I do, gentlemen? The Beis Yosef says one thing, Shulchan Aruch says something else. What do I do? What's the real book for halacha? Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch is to review the dinim. No? So you should follow the Beis Yosef. And by a Vesa She'enu Kavua, there's no real need to do a bedika at all. Kach nira lefi aniyas daiti. Let's talk about two other points over here. By a Vesa Kavua, the halacha is that the couple is asura, right? We pass on like the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that by a Vesa Kavua, she's asura achativdaik. Asura b'mai. What should she not do? Don't have sex. Got it. Is Chiba Phoenicia permitted before Shatibdaik? So the Sidre Tara says, dude, come on. May Ikar Hadin. Chiba Phoenicia is permitted by Ona Samach Levesta. Narvas, right? Yeah, the Taz assumes it's us. We don't follow that Taz. Right? We follow the Shach. So Chomer not to do Chiba Phoenicia, Ona Samach Levesta. So now the Vesis is come and gone. The Pashtus is the Chibuk v'Nishuk should be permitted. That's what the Sidre Tahara says. The Badei HaShulchan on page 17 says, no, you're misunderstanding. The reason why I'm making Chibuk v'Nishuk by Ona HaSamach Levesta is because I hold that by Ona HaSamach Levesta, I'm nervous she'll get her period. And I'm really nervous that Al Yedei, the Tashmish Hamita, she'll get her period. Like we said from the Ra'ah, that the sex will somehow cause the dam to flow. Whatever that means biologically, we have no idea. But, right, that all makes sense before, by Aina HaSamach Levesta, before the period is expected. Because then I'm going to say Chibuk V'Nishuk is permitted, because it's only the Tashmish Hamita that I'm worried will cause the dam. But after the Vesis has come and gone, so then my concern is that maybe she saw dam. If my concern is that maybe she saw dam, so Reb Vival Cohen writes on page 17, it should be usher in Chibuk V'Nishuk also. And he writes, maybe before she does a bedika, mizigas hakos, and all the dinim of kuf tzadi hey should also be aser. Right? Herzuch tzichevra. Right? That means after ona benonis for us, right? Most people don't have vesas kavua, but you have an ona benonis. You have to do a bedika after ona benonis. Until you do that bedika after ona benonis, Sidre Tara says, hug and kiss, just don't have Tashmish Hamita. Reb Vival says, maybe everything is usher. Because we're nervous that you actually had a re'iyah, as opposed to ba'ayna samach levesta, before you're anticipating your period, right? In that case, Chibuk V'Nishuk is permitted me ikra din. That's his argument. Now, l'cha'ora, his argument is only reasonable if you assume that the reason why we permit Chibuk V'Nishuk by Ona HaSamach Levesta is because of the Ra'az Cheshbin. But the majority of Rishonim say that the reason why Chibuk V'Nishuk is permitted by Ona HaSamach Levesta, because since Vestas is Durabonon, they don't make the double Durabonon. Or even if you hold, right, we had a razzle-dazzle approach, that even if you hold the Ona HaSamach Levesta is Doraisa, it's going to be a gezerah le-gezerah on the level of Doraisa. Remember this? That's our pshat. But if that's the case, so l'cha'ora, it shouldn't matter whether it's oina ha-samach levesta before the Vesas, or whether it is when the Vesas came and went and you didn't do a bedika. L'cha'ora, in both cases, chibuk v'nishuk should be permitted. Reb Feivel gets like all into, he likes this Ra'ah. Yeah, I like the Ra'ah also, but I don't think that's the mainstream pshat. I think the mainstream pshat is that we pass confess this Rabbanon, and that's why Chibuk V'Nishuk is permitted, like the Ravid writes in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, like the Shach Paskins, like normative Judaism says. If that's the case, so I think Chibuk V'Nishuk should be permitted after the Vestas has come and gone, even before you do a B'dikah. Kach Nira L'fi Anias Daiti. Good? Oh. I want to go back to one other topic that I forgot to talk about, but I really should have spoken about. I just didn't. It goes like this. We learned in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Zayin and Ches that there are Vav Zayin and Ches, Se'if Zayin and Ches, Gimel Zayin and Ches, that there are certain women who don't have to be Chushesh for their Vestos. Remember? Ketana, Zekena, that's Se'if Gimel. Me'uberes Meinika, that is Sif Zayin. Haisa Bamachve, Sif Ches. Right? Those are the cases when you don't have to be worried about the period coming. The Ramah says in Sif Ches, and we spoke about why this is true, the Ramah says in Sif Ches that by a Machve, you should do a Bedika before the Veses. No? That's what the Ramah writes in Sif Ches. What about a woman who's on birth control pills? Do you have to be choshish for Vestos when you're on birth control pills? Gentlemen, this is actually a practical shayla, no? Most of us are not going to have cases of bamachbe, no? That shayla probably won't come up so often.
Move to Eretz Yisrael.
Move to Eretz Yisrael! Right, so again, you got to figure out, is it Pachad or Behola, right? But yeah, maybe. Maybe you live in Eretz Yisrael in Sderot or something, and they are shooting rockets and Achanami, right? And Achanami, Kodesh Baruch Hu should protect everybody. But Machbe is not as common as birth control pills. You agree with me, Eitan? Okay. So what's the story about when you're on birth control pills? Do you have to be choshesh for Vestas? Now, me'uberes is considered real mesulekas domim. The issue is that machbe might be less mesulekas domim than me'uberes. Right? That's what the Shach said. That's what the Beis Yosef said. How much is birth control pills considered mesulekas domim? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are millions and millions of people on this planet who are on birth control pills. No? Millions! Are they mesulekas domim? Pashtus is yes. No? I'm going to add a nekud in a few minutes. But Pashtus is it's real mesulekas domim. Pashtus is that we listen to the Rofim, just like we saw at the end of Kuf Tzadi Aleph, in terms of the woman has krutin. And we saw in terms of those materials that might be mesabeach the seyar, that we follow the doctors. The doctors say that you're on birth control pills, you're not going to get your period. We listen to the doctors. And therefore, there's no concern of Vestos. That's the Pashtus. The Shevet HaLevi says, well, you know, maybe this case is not exactly the same. There is a discussion in the Tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz was the Rebbe of the Arizal. The Radvaz is the chief rabbi in Egypt. At age 80, he decided to retire to Eretz Yisrael. He decided he wanted to just learn the last few years of his life. He moves to this backwater community called Tzfat. His bad luck, at the same time that he moves to Tzfat, a whole group of young Kabbalistic whippersnappers, including Rabbi Isaac Luria, called the Arizal, moved to Tzfat. The Radvaz ended up living till the age of 110. He spent the last 30 years of his life as the posek in this community of Tzfat. They mamish got ainay oilam there, no? I remember a Blachman said, yeah, the Raya that the Arizal knows how to run, this is a Talmud of the Radvaz. I think that's a really bad Raya. I don't think any of my Talmudim necessarily know how to learn. I hope you all do. But just because the Rebbe knows how to learn, I don't know if I know how to learn. But just because the Rebbe knows how to learn doesn't mean the Talmud knows how to learn. Is that a fair assessment? Radvaz has a tshuva about a woman who drinks a certain kais, a certain potion that makes her not have a re'ias dam. So the shaila is that she has to be choshish for vestos. That sounds like a very similar case to birth control. So Radvaz writes, you know what? You have to check that it works. She should be bodek 3 times, 3 months of it. And if for 3 months you don't get a re'ias dam, so then we know that the potion works, and then we know that you are not going to have a period. In the Shira Sheva Talevi, he likes this Radvaz very much. The 3 month test. Reb Fivel Cohen assumes that the birth control doesn't really change anything in terms of the vestus. He writes that an Isha who takes the Badi HaShochan Sifkatin Mem Ches, he writes that V'chei neresh isha shalot chasam litchos vesta tzricha mikomakom lachosh v'vesta lufrosh v'ones ha-veses v'lasos b'dika she'enonu b'tuchim shasam yitka ha-veses shalot tira af tipastam. We're not sure that the medicine works. The Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph Semen Kuf Chav Zayin, says we don't trust doctors. Now, he doesn't mean we don't trust doctors at all, right? Obviously, we do trust doctors. We had the Raya, Seif Semen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We had all those Rayas that we trust doctors. But we trust doctors in Yeda Klali. But over here, the doctors prescribe birth control pills. And this pill is going to work for Genendel. That pill is going to work for Sprinza. And the doctors will adjust the pill. So I don't know that this pill will work for Sprinza. So who says Sprinza can assume she's a Masulaka Stamim? And maybe you have to do a Radbaz test of 3 months. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chelek Avsim Kuf Chav Zayin. The Tzitz Eliezer and the Tshuva Chelek Yud Gimel says the same idea. In Rabbi Sabolovsky's Sefer, page 241, he writes that birth control pills certainly work. They hold off your period. And once you're on birth control pills, you don't have to be choshesh for onabenones, you don't have to be choshesh for any of the regular vestos, but there's a new vestos you have to be choshesh for. Meaning to say, a birth control pill is like a mu'uberes. She's mesulaka stamim. But she's going to stop the pill at some point. Most birth control pills come in packs. They have like the white pills, then you have like the colored pills. Right? The colored pills are basically placebos, no? It's like taking sugar. Don't do nothing. You're going to usually get your period, let's say, in the second day of the placebo. Says Rabbi Sabolovsky, you have established a new vesis. The second day of your placebo, since last month, that's when you got your period. So this month, you'll get your period also the second day. That's what you have to be choshish. The vesis that you're choshish for is second day placebo. Right? That's Rabbi Sabolovsky, page 241. Now, obviously, the first month that you're on the pill, you can't yet establish second day placebo. So the first month on the pill, l'cha'ayra what? Not clear. It's not clear, according to Rabbi Sabolovsky, what that first month you'll have to do. It could be that the first month you're not choshish for any vestus because he's assuming that the birth control pill is mamish, like a me'uberes. By the way, it works biologically. It tricks the body to thinking that you're me'uberes. That's the cheshbin of, to some extent, that's the different types of pills. There's the estrogen pill and the progesterone pill. But many of them work to, Okay. Hello, Eitan.
What about the there's like one that works for 3 months?
Yeah, so the 3 month one is kind of the same thing, seasonal, whatever it's called. It's probably the same thing. In other words, Rabbi Sabolovsky would say, we assume it works, you're like a muberes. After 3 months, then you're going to get your period, no? Now, what happens, sometimes there are women, very often, there are women who try to double dip on their packs of birth control pills, no? That you know if you stop taking the active pill, you'll get your period on the second day, placebos. But many women want to continue being with their husband. Many husbands want to continue being with their wife. So they try to double dip. According to Rabbi Sabolovsky, l'chachora, we treat you as a masulakastamim as long as you're on the active pill. No? I think that's his mahalach. In Rabbi Forst's Sefer, chapter 19, he has a lengthy discussion about pills. He says something, Azai. You know, what happens if a woman is on the pill? So he says there are different types of vestas in halacha. In Simen Kuf Peites Se'if Chaf Gimel, there's what we call a veses ha'achilos. If a woman eats garlic and that causes her period, saying she has to be choshesh, so whenever she eats garlic, she'll get her period. That's veses ha'achilos. This, says Rabbi Forst, the birth control pills is like a veses ha'achilos. And therefore what? And therefore he says that you have established, you have a veses based on the pill. Mamash ani lo mevin. Right? By the achilos, the pshat is when I eat garlic, I get my period. The pshat over here is that when I eat the pill, I don't get my period. What? So it might mean the veses ha'achilos, a placebo pill. Like, it's very hard to assume. He's talking about hormonal treatments. He probably means, and if you look in the Shevet HaLevi there in Kuf Pei Tesef Chaf Gimel, that sometimes a woman will take certain hormones to dafka cause her to have her period. So that's like Vestas HaAchilos. That's like Vestas HaAchilos. But there, I was looking for it this morning. I think I left the article at home. Devorah Zlatchauer has an article in the book called Halachic Ratings by Women about hormonal birth control and its impact on Hilchos Nida, about all these Vestas issues. It's not so simple. It's not so pashut. What emerges is Azoy. If a woman establishes a period because she's on the pill, so Rabbi Forst says that's called the Vestas HaAchilos. If a woman has begun the pill, whether she has to be choshesh for her previous vestos, Rabbi Forst writes in a footnote, ask a rabbi. He like gives you all the postgame, he says, ask a rabbi. There was a time that not so long ago that when birth control pills had a higher dosage of estrogen, let's say. But they now have a lower dosage of estrogen. In the world out there, women can be on birth control pills for, let's say, 20, 30, 40 years, no? Consistently. And there is an increased risk of ovarian and breast cancer. When you are, there are longitudinal studies that there is increased risk of ovarian and breast cancer when you spend a lot of time on birth control pills. In order to solve that issue, the doctors have been tampering with the formula of birth control pills so that they have a lower dosage of the hormone. Now, here's the thing. In the secular world, they don't care if you see a little bit of blood or you don't see a little bit of blood. All they care about is whether the birth control pill is effective, meaning are you going to become pregnant or you're not going to become pregnant, correct? They don't care. So in our halachic universe, if I see dam, that's what I'm learning all year. But in their universe, whether you see blood, what's the big deal? You spend a couple of bucks and you buy yourself some pads, big whoop. No, it doesn't matter from their end. From our end, it's very important. Since they lowered the dosage of the hormones in the birth control pills, I am not convinced that birth control pills make you a mesulekes damim, that they make you like a meuberes. I think birth control pills are more likely to be chesav machve, that I'm not really sure the dam is going to stop. Now, I'm willing to say puller advaz trick. I'm willing to say, you know what? Try the pill 3 months. You don't have bleeding. Gevaldik. And then I've proven that you're mesulekes stomach as long as you're on the pill. And then, right, my new veses is the number of days on the placebo. But this only works if I use the pill the same way every month. In my line of work as a rabbi, I can tell you, I don't know, maybe 100 episodes of women who tried to take additional packs of pills and then they started staining. As the body gets used to that dosage of the hormone, it is less effective in holding back your period. Im kainim hadavarim, I would say that when a woman begins her birth control, right, an idea similar to what that Minchas Yitzchak says, I have to figure out, right, whether the punishment fits the crime, whether this pill works for this woman, Genendol, or not. But, right, I could prove it, either Radvaz check. But that Radvaz check is only going to help if I am using the pill the same way. Once I decide to extend my pack, I am not convinced that it will help. Now, what vesis do you have to be choishish for in that case? The vesis hachodesh kvar avar v'chalach. The vesis hahaflaga kvar avar v'chalach. Not necessarily. We'll talk about how there are certain shitas that the vesis haflaga, you always have to be choishish for the haflaga hachi arucha in your life. There's some shitas out there, we'll talk about it when we learn vesis in greater detail, that the longest interval that you ever have, you always have to be chayshish for. So it can sign that if a woman is double dipping on the pill, she still has to be chayshish for that biggest haflaga that she ever had. I think that is a legitimate chita. This is the way I would rule in terms of birth control pills. It's also worth noting, just, we didn't discuss this yet. We've spoken about haflaga a little bit, but normal Judaism assumes that haflaga is, I count the amount of, we'll have to talk about this, days or onos between the beginning of period one and the beginning of period two. That's normal Judaism. Now, so if a woman, let's say, gets a period on the 17th day of December, and then she gets a period on the 19th day of January. So I count the interval between 17th of December and 19th of January. Right? And that's considered my haflaga. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Chaf Beis, over here, Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Chaf Beis, Alter Rebbe writes that the haflaga is from the Sof Re'iyah Rishona until Tchilas Re'iyah Shniyah. Now, that's a difference, no? Seif Re'iyah Rishayna is, let's say a woman has a flow that lasts 6 days. Okay, this is going to be advanced mathematics. So she saw blood on the 16th day of January. She gets a period. Her period continues until the 21st day of January. The next month, she sees dam on the 15th day of February. I calculate the amount of interval days from the end of period number one until the beginning of period number two, rather than from the beginning of period one until the beginning of period number two. That's the Alter Rebbe's Shita. Only Chabad holds to this. The rest of the world does not. If you do some of these computer programs, I don't recommend computer programs for calculating vestos, because a computer is a lot smarter than most people, and they will find vestos in ways that normal people never find them. One time I was teaching a chassin, and the kala was a little bit limited. And the Kala teacher calls me panicking. She's like, this woman just is not getting Vestas. Like, there's nothing I can, it's like you try to explain it to her. It's like, Vestas is a little bit complicated, no? So this woman just wasn't getting it. So I said, okay, use the computer program, no? What's it called? There's a computer program that calculates the Vestas for you. On those computer programs, you can hit the button, Vestas according to Chabad or not. If you want to know what Vestas according to Chabad means, it means this, that the Alter Rebbe calculates Haflaga from Sof Re'iyah Rishona until Tchilas Re'iyah Shnia. Right? That's just different than the rest of Judaism. Okay. Oh. So we spoke about Se'if Tes, about the Bedikos by the Onas HaVeses, not the Onas HaSmuchal HaVeses, but Onas HaVeses itself. Se'if Yud is a Gemara in Yevam Mesamach Beis HaMebeis. Harotz Allah says, L'derech Tzarech Lifko Rishto, Afilo Samach HaVesto. A guy wants to go on a trip, so there's a chi of lifkod es ishto, even samach lavesta. That's what the Gemara says. What does it mean, lifkod es ishto? Rashi, Raivid, most Rishonim say, mechaber paskins, means that you have to have tashmish hamito. The Rabbeinu Tam, in the Tosfos in Yevam Mesamach Beis HaMebeis, it's a little bit hard to read in our printed versions of the Tosfos. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamis, that Machon Ofek put out. So it's a better read. It reads better. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, and Rabbeinu Tam has this in the Sefer Yashar also, that Tzarech Lifkod Es Ishto means B'divrei Ritzui, that you're not allowed to have Tashmish Hamita. That's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes that Hamachmir shelo lifkod rak b'divrei ritzoi tavo lav bracha. The Rama writes that if you're machmir for the Rabbeinu Tam, tavo lav bracha. The Machaber holds straight like Rashi. The Rama says follow the Rabbeinu Tam and tavo lav bracha. The Taurus Hashlamim asks what bracha is there? Is a bracha by not doing the mitzvah? Right, that doesn't make sense. So he says Hamachmir tavo lav bracha probably means like the second opinion in the Rama, which is the opinion of the Nemuke Yosef in Yotasam Abeis, Bedape Harif in Yevamis, where the Nemuke Yosef says that this din of Hayotzer Aderach Tzarech Lifkod Es Ishto means don't leave home. If it's Ona Asamach Levesta, don't go on a trip. Delay your trip. Hamachmir, Tava LaBracha, if you delay your trip. And by the way, if you read the beginning of our Tosfos in Yevam Mesamach Beis, it sounds a shtickle like that in the Nemuke Yosef. Again, the Tosfos, like I pointed out, is just a hard thing to read. This machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, the standard version of it, and if you look in the Rav and the Balei HaNefesh, they say, well, if you hold Tzarech Lifkod Es Ishto means with Tashmish Hamita, that's because you hold that the din of Prisha ba'ona samach levesta is a din derabanan. So the chiyav of ona overcomes the mitzvah min ha'toira of sherek susa ba'ona salo yigra, that overcomes the iser derabanan of tzarech lufrosh me'ishtos ba'ona samach levesta. That's the pshat in Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam probably holds that Prisha ba'ona samach levesta is a din deraisa, and therefore you should only be poresh in the sense of, therefore you should not have tashmish hamita, but divrei ritzoi is what you should do. That's what the Gemara means. Even though divrei ritzoi is always a nice thing to do, but in this case, when Yotzei L'derech, Rabbeinu Tam says there's a chiyuv to divrei ritzoi. The Shach writes over here that according to Rabbeinu Tam, chibuk v'nishuk is permitted by Yotzei L'derech, that the chumra that the Shach had in the Se'if Beis does not apply. Because since there's a real din, Yotzei L'derech, Tzarech Lifkod Es Ishto, so therefore Chibuk V'Nishuk is also permitted. That's what the Shach says. The Shaila is in Lomdus why this would be true. If you hold that they're both Deiraisa, so again, we have our Mahalach that we mentioned earlier about being the Siyag L'Siyag on the level of Deiraisa. It's something I'm be drilling into you guys because I like that Shtekel Torah. But It's worth noting that the tshuva of the Knesset Yecheskel is quoted here in the Pischei Tshuva. The Knesset Yecheskel says that just like there's a din that Yotzei L'Derech Tzarech Lifko Rez Ishto Bona Samach Levesta, Knesset Yecheskel says if Leil Tevila is Ona HaSamach Levesta, you should have Tashmish Hamita according to Rashi and Divrei Ritzui according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, it's not only a din in Yotzei L'Derech, it's a din of the Chiyuv of Ona, the mitzvah that a husband has to make his wife happy through Tashmish Hamita, and that applies Leil Tevila also. The Sidrei Tahara over here objects to the Knesset Yecheskel. He says, first of all, Yotzei L'Derech, that's Mamish Chiyuv Ona. Yotzei L'Derech, the wife is Mishtokekes L'Baila. She's very nervous the husband's going away. She's worried. She has a strong desire for the husband. Leil Tevila, who says it's such a strong desire? It happens at Inenu Haro'os that many women on Leil Tevila are less excited than they are at other times, just because the process and the preparation of going to the mikvah makes women sometimes not in the mood. Right? That's just the reality. And that's the point I think the Sidrei Tahara is making over here. The Sheva Talevi says a similar idea. He writes, right, what do you mean? Leil Tevila, by its own Asamach Levesta, there's a chiyuv to be ba on her? Why? Let her not go to the mikvah. Make it not Leil Tevila. Poof! Right, gone, right? You think it's Leil Tevila? No, I'm not going to go to the mikvah. It's not Leil Tevila. That's what he argues. Okay. The Kitzer, it's an interesting discussion. The Pischei Tshuva here in Oskof Beis talks about that Knesset Yecheskel. He points out that the Chassam Sofer disagrees with the Knesset Yecheskel. Ayin Shem, it's all very beautiful. Until now, we've been saying that Machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam relates to whether we hold Prishabona Samach Levesta Zedin Dairaisa or Din Drabonon. And Rashi holds it's a Din Drabonon. That's why Rashi holds you can have Tashmish Hamita. There's a razzle-dazzle on the tzit that I promised Brian, I would say. You know, ordinarily in Judaism, we have a principle of asay, docha, los asay. No? I have tzitzis. It's made out of shatnez, semer, upishtim, yachtov, asay, docha, los asay. And that's normal Judaism, beginning of Yevamos. Zakt, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman has a chakira. When I say asay, docha, los asay, is the pshat, the mitzvahs asay, is doicha the mitzvahs lois asay, where I put it in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that active is doicha passive? It's possible to argue that the definition of asay is not necessarily mitzvahs asay, it means an active maisa. The definition of los asay is not necessarily a lois asay, it might mean a passive thing. If that's the case, the Netziv writes, unbelievable. The Netziv writes, think about it. Yotzi l'derech. That means you have a mitzvah of ona. What's the mitzvah of ona? The mitzvah of ona in the Torah is she'era k'susa ba'onasa lo yigra. It's a lav. In the minyan ha-mitzvahs, ona is a lav. But it's an active lav. No? You should be active, and therefore she'era k'susa ba'onasa lo yigra. The asay is v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The asay is be passive. She yifreshu min hashehen samach levestan. Zak the Netziv, unbelievable. He says this is a case of los asay, teicha asay. No, because she'erek susa v'ayinosa la yigra zalav. It's teicha the asay of v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael. Isn't this geschmack? This is a los asay, doch asay. It's not nuts. If you read that piece in Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Kobus Ha'arels on Yevamos, in the Sugya of Esed Ocholos Asay, where he has this chakir about active passive or mitzvah lav, it's not a crazy idea, but I am not aware of any other examples in Judaism of los asay being doch asay. This morning, I see Rabbi Sabalovsky at the tea machine in the Rebbe lounge. I asked him, do you know of any other examples? He's like, oh, I don't know. It's a good kasha. We have to find other examples of this yisayin. Of los asay, delcha asay. It's worth noting that when we say lifkei desishtai samach levesta, that's yotzei l'derech only for dvar reshus, not for dvar mitzvah. The Nemuke Yosef writes that Devar Rishus means you're going on a business trip. Devar Mitzvah means you're going for Pidyon Shavuyim. You're going for a mitzvah like Pidyon Shavuyim. So the Nemuke Yosef in his world, that Lifgod Es Ishto means don't go away on the trip. So therefore, if you're going for Pidyon Shavuyim, dafka go away on the trip. If it's going for Devar Mitzvah, go away on the trip, even though it's Ona HaSamach Levesta. And that Nemuke Yosef's definition of mitzvah versus Rishus is applicable according to all other poskim as well. Even though in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din that I'm not supposed to go on a trip within 3 days of Shabbos. And over there, the Ramah paskins that a trip that's for a mitzvah, we pass on a trip that's for a mitzvah is permitted. The Ramah paskins, if you're being Yotzei L'Skorva, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to support your family. But that is not called a mitzvah over here. The word mitzvah means different things in different places. I think that's reasonable. It's worth noting, everyone and their uncle points out that this din of Hayosu Da'asach Lifkodes Ishto Samach Levesta is found in the vast majority of the Rishonim, but Maimonides, who was quite a great man, Maimonides, who died in the year 1204, 1205, Maimonides omits this halacha. How come the Rambam leaves this din out? So the Gilyan Marsha on the side of the page writes, well, this din of Lifkei Desishtei Samach Levesta is true only if Vestas is Derabbanan. Now that doesn't make sense if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe your Vestas is, right, Doraisa, then it doesn't apply. Gui Masha says the Rambam holds Vestas Doraisa. But at least you should hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you should paskin, that Divrei Ritzoi is a Chiyuv. The Torah Hashlamim over here writes that the Taz is already bothered by the Kasha. Shach Taz, one of them on the page, is bothered by the Kasha that, what do you mean, Yotzei L'Derech Sarach Lifko to Sishto? The din Orech Chaim is that you're not supposed to have Tasha Shamita on the day that you're going to go on a trip. So the Taras HaShlom says that's why the Rambam leaves this din out. Again, that doesn't make sense. If I hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, don't have Tasha Shamita, but Divrei Ritzoi Chot you should have. Why does the Rambam leave this din out? So the Keren Oira, there are two brothers, the Mishkanis Yankiv and the Keren Oira. They had like the worst job in the planet. They are the Litvisher Rabbonim in the town of Karlin. Right? That's what happened. So the Keren Oira in his Chedushim Yivam Samach Beis writes that the statement in the Gemara, the Hayotzei L'Derech Tzarech Lifkod Es Ishto, Samach Levesta, is a statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. In Shavuos Daf Yudches, V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, mikan azhar b'nei Yisrael shifrishum n'sheyen samach levestan, that's a statement like of Rav Huna or something. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has a different statement there in Shavuos Daf Yudches. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi writes, kol ha-parish me'ishto samach levesta, zocha v'havilam bonim, Tamidei Chachamim, Shenemar Lahavin Lahoros. Bizarta es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, right? Ulahoros es b'nei Yisrael. If you're Purish me, Ishto Samach Levesta, you'll be Zocha that your children will be Tamidei Chachamim. That means that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the din of being Purish me, Ishto Samach Levesta is a Maila. It's a beautiful thing. You want to have children with Tamidei Chachamim, Gevaldik. Beautiful, wonderful, right? Marvelous. But it's not a firm halacha. The Rambam leaves it out because the Rambam paskins, right, that sheyifrish me ishtoi samach levesta is a full-fledged halacha. If it's a full-fledged halacha, he cannot paskin like this din that chayev lifkod es ishto by yotzei l'derech, because that din is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'shitaso. This is what the Keren Ora says. Mamash Devarim Smechem Kinesinasa Misinai. I think it's absolutely emes. I think it's really a beautiful pshat. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day, a great Shabbos. You should all be gebenched.